Welcome to QZZXTML The Spoon, here for our live broadcast. Today we're on the subject of wind energy. Wind can turn the blade of a large turbine to produce electricity. From 1880 to 1930, over 6 million windmills generate electrical power in rural areas of the western United States. That's a lot of windmills, folks. Then a national project to bring electric lines to rural areas are made most windmills unnecessary. Today, large assemblies of windmills known as wind farms have been set up in areas of the country where wind blows for a long period of time. However, only a few places on Earth consistently have enough wind to rely on wind energy to meet energy needs. Because each wind turbine produces a relatively small amount of electricity, vast areas of land are needed in order to produce significant amounts of electrical power. Windmills are 20% efficient on average. Wind generators do not consume any resources. They do not change the appearance of the landscape. Wind generators can be useful in certain areas. That concludes our essay portion of our program. Now to my partner for the positives and negatives.
All right. The positives about wind energy is wind energy doesn't have any effect on the environment, which means it's less money to save to the environment. The areas of unused land could be used to put windmills in place and to produce electrical energy. Wind can't be used up, so no matter how much you use of it, there'll always be more. Farmers can continue to work their land because the windmills only take up a fraction of their land. Usually areas that make of wind energy have several hundred windmills, making wind energy more of the plenty. And cons are, windmills are often isolated far away from any large city where the energy is needed constantly. Wind energy can only be in place where the place is windy for a long period of time. The windmills are really noisy, and often birds accidentally fly into the blades and get killed. Areas who make use of wind energy and use hundreds of turbines would use a lot of money paying for the windmills. And that was our broadcast here at QZZXTL Mel the Spoon.